Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think some of my buddies are idiots because I put Hopkins at number two, and they're like, you're going to blame a wide receiver for having a bad quarterback? No, I just gave a reason why his yak was down. I just gave a reason. It's still down, and I'll still put Holy. It's my list. Go home, Texans fans. You're drunk.
Whoa. Wow.
Sometimes do you think it's weird when people freak out over like 2 and 3 and 1 and 2? You're like, I still think that they're really good. It's not like you came out here and said DeAndre Hopkins is trash.
This is an affront to the entirety of the NFL that you would not place DeAndre Hopkins one spot higher.
Oh, wow. Yes. Then he came back and said, I'm just shocked you did it. Good call, man. I don't disagree.
Okay,
he didn't disagree with you.
Wow. So you're friends now.
Now, I guess, hey, well, I mean, I said they were my buddies. I just,
877-881-1053. If you think your buddy's an idiot, text in right now and tell us the reason why you think your buddy's an idiot. And you know what? Jonathan was pointing at me, and maybe I am an idiot. Because right before the segment came on, I ate one of these Julio's chicharrones, pork rinds.
The spicy variety.
They're spicy. It says freaking hot on there. They're fantastic.
They're amazing.
They are fantastic, but they're spicy.
Right.
Well, I bit into one, and a puff of spice went down the back of my throat.
Right.
And I started coughing because I inhaled spice, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it to the beginning of this segment or not. But, Kevin, here we are. At some point, some of the spice could make its way back into the air ducts, and I might die. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's not the case.
Is your buddy an idiot for noticing that they had them back on the shelves at this one store and I went and bought like 7 bags?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Thank you for buying that bag because it's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is the NBA a group of idiots because the Board of Governors voted to allow challenge flags?
Challenge flags that aren't actually challenge flags because there will not be any physical challenge flags. It'll just be a motion. I don't know what motion
like
yet.
Like a sock?
No. Then that's a that's a waste. No, you put the sock on the doorknob if you're hooking up.
You use like a headband and just shoot the headband out into the court?
That'd be nice. I feel like they should use like a handkerchief. You have to take out your handkerchief and fold it nicely on the score.
Do you have to like act offended when you? Ooh. Oh my lord!
What if it was like
I'm
a dual
flag
or dual glove? You know,
so
you
get
have
to run out
and slap the ref.
Yes, that's it. You take off your white glove and you go slap refs until they change the call.
And
it'd be a multicolored glove.
Okay, relax.
Not, you know.
If people aren't getting offended over that, well, they will because it's 2019. But I'm disappointed because I was really enjoying the idea of hurling that flag onto the court and all the chaos that it would cause. Because, like, you might not even want to challenge something, but you know you have your challenge flag. It's late in the game. It's close. And there's a breakaway. And you're like, challenge! And you just hurl it at a player.
I'm still furious at baseball for not having a challenge ball that they throw out on the field.
Sure.
Like, the guy just says, hey, yeah, go ahead and do it. I wanted them to, like, throw something at the umpire, but nope.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
From the 817 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text at 877-881-1053. My buddy is such an idiot. He put, I miss you on a girl's timeline. Hashtag desperation.
Ooh. Do you do that?
No.
I mean, in messages or texts, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
But not in a public forum.
Ooh. Screams. Let me know if it works.
You said it is an ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not like if Adrian was to go out of town for a little bit and I just threw that up on her timeline. That's okay, right?
No.
You should look in another direction. You know, I do not approve of that.
I also
hate people who celebrate their anniversary and all. I hate it all.
Wait, what?
Yeah, oh yeah. In a public forum, you're just doing that. I just think you're doing that to get attention for yourself.
I just want to brag on her and how awesome she is. that she married me.
Yeah, you get one day to write down something like that and let everybody know that everything's still cool and all right. So yeah, go ahead and do that if you want. You're just mad because you didn't get married.
Yeah, it strikes me as jealousy.
Dang.
No! That is not it at all.
I mean, it
That's
is.
Exactly what a jealous
just
person
Just say,
said.
I need attention or I need to score points with my spouse.
That's
scoring
what you're doing.
Yes, you're absolutely scoring
every
points.
Every other husband knows this. You don't because you're
what
not one.
What feeble-minded woman is fooled by that obvious attempt to score points?
Dude, okay, hold on.
What?
I show up with some flowers just to say I love you today.
Because that's a private thing. That's fine.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen?
She's going to post.
No, but that's fine. That was her decision. Your decision was the personal thing. Her decision was to take it public. That's how much she loved it. Rock on.
Oh, no. Her decision was not to take it public to show everybody how much she loved it. It was to show every other wife that's on her page that, look, my husband got me flowers and yours didn't.
So she's
today.
Scoreboarding the
yes!
other women?
Yeah, social media is not for anything else but scoreboarding or showing everybody how much more fun your life is than there is or trying to take somebody down for doing something evil.
Social
or what
media
you think is evil.
The highlights, bro.
I do recognize that. Like, I don't ever post, like, what a crap day.
Nobody cares about your vacation videos and photographs and all of that. All they are is, look where I am and look where you're not.
Yeah. You on that vacation photo. You never show yourself and like, when you wake up in the morning and go to the restroom.
No.
I don't
you're
have
on
my
the
phone
beach,
in the bed.
Or you're wherever.
In the restroom. Yeah, I take the phone with me everywhere. Play games.
Okay, so this is a longer restroom trip.
Yeah.
Can you do that when you're just peeing?
Yeah.
Really?
At night when we get done with the show, I go in there and I'm working the thing.
That is true. Is that
And then on your phone?
I mean, on the phone. Is that true about that's why the woman would post the picture of the flowers?
Of course it
is. Wow. Okay.
Guess who got me flowers today?
Uh-huh.
My awesome man.
Has anyone ever, like, I'm sure this
and
has
And I
happened.
Always want to add to it, so we're sexing tonight, right?
Do you? How
yeah,
does that go?
Absolutely.
Okay, has anyone ever, I'm sure it has happened, but have you ever seen someone who posts that and somebody goes, the guy you're cheating with? And, like, just blows up your whole spot. Like, that's probably happened before, right?
Next time you see Adrian post pictures of flowers, just throw that on there and let's see what happens.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll let you
hold
do
on.
That.
What I just said, or do you want me to post? Does that mean you and I'm going to tag your name on it are sexing tonight? Question mark. Like, I need to get your authorization ahead of time for this, or else it's
you
the
really
creepiest thing that's ever happened.
You really don't, because it's your account. You know,
I am not going to do that unless he's like, you should.
She's going to call me and be like, the hell did he just do?
And then you're going to have to pretend to be mad at me.
You're going to
record a fake conversation. We're like, Kevin, I couldn't believe that you did that. And I'm like, you're the one who told me. No, I got to go. Got to go. Got
to
go.
And then the answer to the original question will be no.
Wow. Yeah, thanks to you.
Yeah.
Wasted purchase of flowers right there just to get some.
Okay. Well, I'm learning so much. Look, I've said this all the time. If anyone ever asked me for marriage advice, I was like, I don't know. I've never been married.
Would it be fair to assume that we should get advice from you and then do the opposite?
No. Well, you should get advice from me if you want to get engaged and then not get married. I can help you out there.
So get to the 1-yard line and get tackled.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, man.
Then
he does
the
it
other
all the
team
time
decide
in his
it's time to punt. Hey, that's a whole different set of stories, all right? Do you want to throw out the additional, I'm an idiot because I didn't hook up with somebody that I could have hooked up with when I was in a relationship with somebody else?
Right.
How does that not good?
From the 4-6...
Did you end up marrying this person, Kevin?
No, did I get engaged to them? Yes.
Yeah, well, your diddle list just got shorter because you're a moron.
Well, I didn't retroactively know that they were going to do the thing that I didn't do.
That's the reason why you diddle who you can diddle, Kevin.
Yeah, you should have done it afterwards, and then y'all were even, and you start over.
You know that is not how I feel. I have a hard time letting things go.
From the 4-6-9, my buddy's an idiot. He's talking to a girl who's about to become a millionaire, and he doesn't know how to feel about it, and she already used the L word.
All right, couple questions. Become a millionaire for what? Because, if it's for being
Colombian
a prostitute
Bam Bam?
Oh. Or that, then I'm not okay. But if it's just because, she is a tech genius or came up with an idea that she's about to sell or whatever, why would you not be on board with that? And finances make your life easier.
Well, now she has the money, though.
Oh, look.
That's the power.
Oh, no. I'm fine with that. If it's really disproportionate, I'm fine with it. It would irritate me if my partner made like $100 more than I did. But if they make like $30,000 more than I do, rock on. Let's go. I'm fine with that.
What do you mean, how's that work?
I mean, how does that...
Because the pay gap, is that what you're talking about?
No, how does his thought process work there?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't
because
understand.
Because I don't want them to make more money than me because I'm an idiot. But if it's so much more money than me that it changes our life, then that's fine. Then I stop being an idiot. Well, I mean, I'm still an idiot, but like I can put that to the side.
Yeah, see, I don't care. Go make all the money you can. It's fine. I'll stay at home.
From the 210, my buddy's an idiot. He wants the Mavs to tank this year before the season even starts. What a loser. Yeah, I'm not into that right now. I don't want them to tank before the season starts.
You know, something that you said has kind of changed my philosophy on that, because I would also advise tanking because this team's not going to go anywhere. But something that you said, I was like, interesting. That is also a fair question. How many millionaire prostitutes do you know?
You'd be surprised.
Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman? Not in real life, probably. But Corey said, because I said the ceiling for this team is the 7 or 8 seed, and 7 might even be generous, and then get destroyed in the playoffs. And then Corey was like, well, doesn't Luka and Kristaps, don't they need to get destroyed in the playoffs? And I was like, that's a good point. I do think you can learn a lot just from making the playoffs, even if you get smoked. So I also do not support the idea of this team just straight up tanking.
But at what point do you decide? I mean, 25 games in, you've maybe won too many games already.
Yeah, but it's for a good reason, and the people probably leading the way.
So give it everything you got this year.
Up until a point. Like, once the writing's on the wall, then I'll bail out for a better draft pick. You know how I am about that. But I'm absolutely about let's go.
All right. And there was a good one that I saw. Oh, I think I'm an idiot. I'm trying to figure out a way to trade for Russell Westbrook, just to trade him again to Detroit for the Pistons, Andre Drummond.
Yeah, I keep hearing that Westbrook wants to go to Miami, and I just don't totally know how
If you did a three-team trade, could you finally get Dragic then?
Yes. I mean, they'd probably be looking to move some cash, and maybe then everyone would be happy. But you guys wouldn't want that deal to be in place for the Mavs. You wouldn't want Westbrook, KP, and Luka.
No. I'm not a big fan of it. I'm just not at the moment, because I just don't know how it fits. And, you know, like, I feel like, you know, Russ is the superstar, and I don't think he's going to try and walk into this room and take the back seat. Now, my other thing is, I still don't know exactly how Kristaps and Luka work together yet.
Sure.
You know, who's going to be the top dog, and who's going to be the one that takes the big shot? Who's going to get the big moments? And does KP say, you know what, it's okay, Luka is that guy, and I'm just going to be steady getting my 20 and 14. You know, is that something that KP can do? So I don't know how Russell would fit. So I love the idea of having superstars, but fits matter so much.
Not just for superstars.
No, not for me. Steak? I want them to look good. I want them to look right and work out.
I like steak.
I like steak.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.